You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus.
How do you know that all is inclusive? It's inclusive. So it's talking about everybody. The glory to God. All. Everybody. Tell somebody everybody.
Everybody.
That's in Christ Jesus.
Read. Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Shall suffer. Somebody say persecution.
Persecution.
Amen. Tell somebody you love them. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you may be seated. We look in the Bible, we see that there were people that were, praise God, that were literally attacked, amen, because of their faith, amen, because of what they believe. Hallelujah. We see that Paul and Silas, hey prophet, we see that Paul and Silas, come on somebody, they was put in jail, and attacked, and beat, come on somebody. Somebody say, and beat.
And beat.
Now, we got it pretty good today.
Yes,
oh, glory to God. I mean, they were put in jail, but let's look at David. Amen. David was persecuted. He woke up one day, got anointed, found out that he had a calling on his life. Oh, glory to God. And then Saul began to chase him, and the Bible says he took refuge in a cave. Come on, in a cave. Oh, glory to God. Elisha, oh, glory to God. After he had did exploits, did the miraculous, come on somebody, hallelujah, he found himself running and hiding,
yes.
Somebody say in a cave.
In a cave.
In a cave. And so, because that's what persecution, there's a purpose for the enemy persecuting us, oh glory to God, the people of God, the body of Christ, because the enemy wants to confine you, come on,
yes. Yes.
The same way that he confined these men of God, he wants to confine you. Tell somebody he wants to limit you. He wants to limit you. He wants to subjugate you. Come on. Cause you to be subject. He wants to control you. Amen, somebody. If I can't stop you, I'm going to try and control you. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. How many know the enemy got control issues? Hallelujah. He wants you, somebody say, to retreat.
To retreat.
Oh, glory to God. And so we look in the Word because... Let me say this, a lot of times, you know, we're thinking that there are certain things that we have to suffer, oh glory to God, and that's a whole nother subject, but how many know that Jesus didn't suffer from lack, he wasn't broke, amen somebody,
amen.
Jesus wasn't sick, but he did suffer persecution,
yes.
Amen, I think about it, had too much school in me, that's, my wife is giving me her mic, okay, hold on, persecution. It's a cruel and unfair treatment of a person or a group, especially because of their religious or political beliefs or their race. I mean, I know that whether you know it or not, sometimes, you know, as Christians, we don't watch the news, but the conservatives are being persecuted. Come on, somebody. They're trying to limit our voice. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They're trying to hinder us and stop us. You know, it used to be when I would put a message sometimes on Facebook, and I could just go down Facebook Messenger and hit send, and after I get to about five people, next thing you know, it's like it's shutting me down. It's like it's putting a limit to on me. Oh, glory to God. I don't know if you experienced that. Now, it'll let you put any kind of junk on there.
Yeah.
If I put some junk on there, oh, yeah, it'll let me just go right on down the page and put something, you know, but if I put something about Christ Jesus, it wants to limit me. Amen, somebody. It's a program or a campaign to exterminate. Tell somebody the enemy wants to exterminate. I said that a little bit earlier. He can't kill you. Come on. He wants to slow you down, help you, to stop you. It's to drive away. He wants to drive you away. Oh, glory to God. Subjugate. Oh, glory to God. People based on their membership in a religious, ethnical, social, or racial group, the persecution of Christians by Romans. Run to 5, Matthew's 5 and 11. Matthew's 5 and 11. Now, the enemy has a reason for persecution, but tell somebody God has a reason also.
Yeah, it's a reason.
He has a reason also. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I said Matthew's chapter 5, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord. God is good. All the time. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. See, I like that. I got a woman of God who's talking back to me. You know, you talk back to preachers, they preach a little better. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 10. Dora, read.
Okay, Matthew 5, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
It says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
It's amazing because the Bible says that you're blessed. It don't always feel good, man of God, when somebody's talking about you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. When you get cussed out, come on, when you get criticized.
Yes.
I mean, Lord, but sometimes it's the enemy that's working in and through a person that don't like the God that's in you.
Yes.
You know, and let me show you something. Sometimes we don't even need to entertain devils. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes on Facebook page we see, you know, people saying, oh, God, you know, they're throwing off. Come on, I don't have to throw back off on nobody.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I don't have to come down to where you are.
Amen.
Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Stepping on my shoestring here. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says, what do I read?
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake,
uh-huh.
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, read.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you,
uh-huh.
and persecute you,
uh-huh.
and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad.
Now here's God. Here's God giving you a key. Somebody say, he's giving me a key. You know, some of these cats in the Old Testament, when they was persecuted, they just had to go somewhere and pray. But all of a sudden, now here comes Jesus. Jesus comes along, and Jesus gives you a key. Come on. To persecution. He says to do what? He says to rejoice. But you don't always feel like rejoicing. But he's telling you to do what? To rejoice for what?
For great is your reward in heaven.
As a matter of fact, he said not only to rejoice, but to be exceedingly glad.
Yes.
For he says, great is your reward, not just a great reward,
yes.
but a great reward.
Yes.
Come on, glory to God. Read.
For so persecuted they the prophets.
Now he tells you also where it's at. He says, great is your reward in heaven. Come on, when you look in the Bible, there are times, sometimes God is talking about heaven, he's talking about the spirit realm. There are things in the spirit realm. Come on, I already know that the streets are lined or paved with gold. Come on, somebody. So it even lets me know that the streets are wealthy. Come on, oh, glory to God. And see, I can't use that wealth in the spirit. I need to get it in the spirit realm. I need to get it down here in the earthly realm so I can do something to it. Come on, do something with it. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. As great as your reward, you got a reward. Come on. He says they persecuted the prophets. Come on, it started. Come on, can I tell you something? Jesus, in the book of Luke chapter 11, Jesus said that Abel was a prophet. Come on, somebody. And what did that religious spirit do? What did that spirit do? Who was that? Cain. And that tried to show up and bring some apples, peaches, and oranges. Come on, God had already established a pattern with Cain's mama and daddy. Come on, once they sinned, oh glory to God, once they sinned, they knew that, guess what? The fig leaves that they had on wasn't going to cut it because God dealt with them. He said, man, these fig leaves ain't going to cut it. Come on, it's going to take a blood sacrifice. Oh glory to God. See, we can come in a religious way all we want to. But then we look and we see Cain trying to break the pattern again.
Yes.
God said, "Doc, we ain't having that."
Yeah.
Glory to God. He didn't repent. He got mad. And the Bible says, as a matter of fact, big brother got mad at little brother. But let me show you something. Little brother was a prophet. I didn't say it, but Jesus said Abel was a prophet. Come on. And so what happened? The religious spirit, the religious brother, killed the prophet. We look all the way back into the book of Revelations. You always got somebody killing prophets. Come on. Why? Because they have the ear of God. They have the mind of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. We ain't got time to go all into that. But the Bible says that, read, Dora.
Verse 13?
No. As a matter of fact, let me see. Where do I want you to go next? Somebody say it's a key. What do you do with a key? You turn the key. I believe I want you to go to the book of Luke. Yeah, go to the book of Luke. Luke 6 and 22. And while she's going, I'm going to stop and time out you real quick.
Yes. Blessed are you.
You got the New King James Version?
I have New Living and King James.
Okay, all right. Well, I tell you what, I got the New King James, but go ahead and read it, and if there's any difference. New King James Version.
Okay, I have King James and New Living. Which one am I?
Okay, King James. Yeah.
Okay. Blessed are you when men shall hate you.
Uh-huh.
And when they shall separate you from their company.
Oh, exclude you. Exclude you.
Yes.
My wife set a deal up for someone to make a pretty good profit. And all she asked was to be there because she was going to glean off of that. And they excluded her.
Yes.
Come on. Somebody say persecution. And then the Bible says what? Revile? And do what?
And shall reproach you and cast out your name.
Cast out your name. You know, it's bad enough. I've come to find out it's bad enough when folks talk about us. Come on. They'll talk about us and then they'll bust out and say, and he's supposed to be a Christian.
Oh, yes.
Because really, they're not mad at you, but they're mad at God. Come on, somebody. They really got an issue with God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You got it. And the problem is that I'm in God, so you're really talking about God. Okay, all right. Woo, glory to God. My God, I've been Zion. Is that pretty good, Hurricane?
Keep it up, brother.
Read, Lord.
For the Son of Man's sake, 23, rejoice you in that day.
Hold up now. He just said, rejoice ye in that day. What day? The day you're being persecuted. Somebody say, it's a window of opportunity.
It is.
Because the problem with us in the body of Christ is that a lot of times we don't recognize windows of opportunity. Come on. Because if persecution is we don't understand that blessings and persecution is connected one to another. You can't have one without the other. Stay right there, daughter. Let's go to the book of Mark right quick. You can bounce right back. Come on. You can go to the book of Mark also. Mark 10. Go to Mark 10. I believe it starts that verse. Mark 10, verse 29. Hallelujah. We're coming right back there. Don't let me forget, folks. Hallelujah. I should have probably went here first. Let me show you something. Mark 10, 29, 28. I think. Yeah, 28 through 31. Read.
Then Peter began to say unto him,
uh-huh.
Lo, we have left all and have followed thee.
We've forsaken all. I've given all to thee.
Yes, yes.
I've given all to thee. Here's Peter singing that song. We've left all. Come on. To follow you. Read. Got us out here. We're going to left our businesses. Come on, somebody. All right. I'm going to leave that alone. All right.
All right.
All right. Read.
And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you,
uh-huh.
There is no man that hath left house or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's.
But you did it for Christ's sake. You did it for the gospel's sake. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And what? What does it say?
It says, but he shall receive a hundredfold.
You shall receive a hundredfold of what was the things that were left?
Of the things that he listed.
The things that he listed.
Okay. In this time, you shall receive houses.
A hundredfold? Land, somebody say a hundredfold. What else?
Brethren and sisters.
A hundredfold.
Mothers and children.
A hundredfold.
Lands.
A hundredfold.
With persecution.
But yet he even said in this time. Come on, somebody. Somebody say now. Because some of us are looking for, oh glory to God, when you get to heaven. But somebody say now. I almost feel like preaching. Keep my cool on and, you know, don't let my secret be over.
Hallelujah. Now.
I say now.
Now.
Right now.
Now. That's in red.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was saying that. Somebody say, that's in red.
I didn't see it.
I'm not making this up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he says something. He says, with persecution. Says you're going to be blessed, you're going to receive these blessings, but it's connected with persecution. Because really, persecution is a sign that your blessing is on the way. Okay, God, I want to go somewhere. Woo, I want to go somewhere. Okay, let's go back over here, and then we're going to go to, I think it's 2 Peter chapter 4. Let's go back to where we were before. Where was I before? Brother, help my brother out. Luke chapter 6. Yeah, I was talking about windows of opportunity. Okay, all right. Let's see, where was I? Yes, some of the men hate you. And when they exclude you, oh glory to God, they be double for your trouble.
That's right.
They excluded you, but I decree and declare double for your trouble. You shall receive a sevenfold blessing in Jesus' name. And the Bible says, and revile you and cast your name for evil. For the Son of Man's sake, rejoice ye in that day. Oh glory to God. Not a year from now. Not when you wake up, oh glory to God, and realize that you were persecuted. Because can I tell you something? Some of you are all, praise God, you probably went 10 years down the road and didn't even realize something that happened back then was persecution. Because sometimes we're so quick to hit that defensive mode instead of realizing that, guess what? Okay, all right. How many of you, you've been praying and believing God for something?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible talks about there was people that waxed great. This word waxed, it means to rub upon. In other words, God was rubbing, just like Isaac, God was rubbing greatness upon him. You know, rubbing it on him. Oh, glory to God. Because when you're praying and you're saying, God, you know, God, I'm tired of this place. I need a house, or I need a car, or I need this, I need that. Come on, somebody. I need them to do this for me. God begins to anoint you for the thing. You're crying out. He's not trying to withhold it from you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so guess what? The enemy sees the anointing, the power of God resting upon you. He sees the expanse. He sees the increase. Come on, somebody. He sees something on you. And he said, well, I got to get that off of him. I gotta get it off of them. I gotta get that anointing. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I gotta get it off of them because if I don't get it off of them, oh, glory to God, something's about to happen. And so he sends persecution to get you to act ugly. So instead of you riding with the persecution, you gotta fire back. You gotta get on the internet. Come on, somebody. And throw off. Oh, glory to God. Get on the internet and talk about the person that you know they're talking about you. Come on, somebody. Why it got so quiet up in here? Come on. I lost my amens up in here. Come on. Y'all was with me a second ago. I got to get that glory. I got to get that glory that has come upon them. Oh, glory to God. Come up and upon them. And it was in you all along. Come on, somebody. You just didn't know it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. That's why I said, let me see the expanse. Let me see. Okay, all right. And so, guess what? You go off and you start cussing folks out and start going back off on them. The next thing you know, what was on you, start lifting them off you. And then you say, man, I just felt like I was in that season. I just felt like God was going to do it now. I don't know what happened. You know, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Y'all getting this? Do I need to try to chew it up a little more? Y'all getting this? Persecution is connected to your blessing. Oh, glory to God. You got to stop and think. You gotta stop and think. When you all of a sudden you just come upon the attack. I remember once when I was probably about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, I was in the shop and I was talking about, you know, they're calling all these, CEOs and they're asking them, why are you all, you know, stifling the conservative voice and the voices of the Christians and stuff. And I was just talking about it at the shop and somebody broke out and said, they need to shut them up. I was like, what the, what? I realized I was fighting. Okay, all right. I realized, oh, glory to God. That wasn't the right spirit. Come on. That was persecution. Because there are folks that feel just like the folks that are persecuted. They want to shut us up. They want to subjugate us. They want us to sit down somewhere, go somewhere, shut up. They don't want to hear. They don't want us, they don't want you to call CNC. They don't want to hear the definition of a woman. What is a woman? Oh, glory to God. That which birthed you into the world, that's a woman. We just put it that way. That which birthed you into the world, that's a woman. That's the definition of a woman. If you ain't birthing nothing, you ain't a woman. How much makeup you put on? Okay, I don't believe it. I lost my amen. Okay. Rejoice ye in that day. In other words, that's a window of opportunity to rejoice, to give God glory. As a matter of fact, he says to rejoice, he says to leap for joy. Is that, am I reading? Did I?
Yeah.
What was that?
23.
He says to rejoice, but he also says to leap for joy. The definition, I didn't look it up, but the definition of leap for joy, come on somebody, because I looked it up a long time ago, so I remember, it means to run, leaping, long distance leaping, running, leaping. I know some of y'all thought I was crazy this morning when I was leaping up here, looking at me in the prayer meeting, and I was running around the stage, and I was leaping. Oh, glory to God, I was leaping. But can I tell you something? Hallelujah. I was leaping, amen, for the hurricane. Because it dropped in my spirit that somebody on my job had been talking about her. Because you know what? Can I tell you something? Okay, all right. The Bible says that we stood along beside those who were persecuted. Come on. I'm not just going to rejoice for myself, but when I find out a fellow brother, sister, mother in the Lord is being persecuted, I can stay in the side. I'm all over the place now. Hold on. Let's go. Where is that? The book of Thessalonians. Well, you know what? Let's finish this up. Where was I? Help me, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So it says, in that day. Glory to God. You know, because let me say this. Sometimes we want everybody to like us. I don't know why that dropped in my spirit. I was praying, and that thing dropped in my spirit. And so I said, you know what? I said, hurricanes probably can't get up as high off the ground as I can. Glory to God. And so I was on the stage this morning, just jumping, rejoicing, praising God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, that person that excluded my wife out of the deal, oh, glory to God. Lord, excuse me. Well, hallelujah. Glory!
Yes, Lord.
This is what God is saying to do when you're persecuted.
Amen.
Stop getting mad when you're really being set up to be blessed. Stop getting mad when God has set you up. Oh, glory to God, for an expansion. tell you something?
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. We were buying a house, and the house that we were in wasn't selling, and I was telling the realtor lady, I was like, it's going to happen at a home site. It's going to happen. We're going to sell it. I'm not worried about it. God's going to do it, and this is what I wanted us. And she kept trying to tell me, you know, that it wasn't going to happen. And then she went after my faith.
Uh-oh.
Oh, glory to God. No, that was a good thing.
Yeah.
I needed something. So you need somebody to come after you. You need some persecution. Oh, glory to God. Stay home if you don't want me to be blessed. Come on. But if you come after my faith in God, come on, somebody. That's my opportunity. Somebody say, I turned the key. Oh, glory to God. And everything my wife wanted in the house, she got it. I turned the key. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You name it, it was in the house. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we window of opportunity. Sometimes, can I tell you something? Sometimes the enemy take advantage of us because of a lack of knowledge. When we know, you know, the Lord started showing me this here probably about 30 years ago. Oh, glory to God, when he started showing me what persecution can do for you. It was when me and my wife were staying at the Colony Arms Condominium on Merritt Island. We had been married probably a couple of years. And we were serving the Lord with all of our might. And somebody kept taking spray paint and painting our vehicles. You remember that?
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast. And I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is VIPMinistries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, many Christian widows with little or no means of support struggle to buy groceries, to pay their bills, even purchase their medication. Yet they are faithful members of the body of Christ who love the Word of God and regularly give. Some churches seem to look upon widows with indifference, and sometimes widows hesitate to broadcast how serious their needs may be. Does the local church have any special responsibilities toward widows?
The local church has great responsibility for widows. Look, James said pure religion and undefiled is to take care of the widows and the orphans. That's basic. The Apostle Paul says, if you have a widow in your church who is a faithful widow, washed the saints' feet, done deeds of kindness, a believing widow, care for her. In fact, in the same passage, Paul says, men in the family should be caring for her. Now, as a man, my responsibility is not only to care for my wife, my responsibility is to care for any other women in my family who have been widowed.